Proclamation number 7708, dated the September 24th, 1960. True neighborly love, passing on the divine word. You cannot accomplish a greater work of neighborly love in unselfishly distributing my word, the gospel, which your fellow human beings have to know in order to travel the earthly path successfully. Spiritual work is not valued by fellow human beings because it doesn't generate earthly success, yet as soon as you are spiritually active, expect no earthly rewards and only impart to your fellow human beings what I myself offer you from above. You are truly doing works of neighborly love which extend into eternity, for they are helping the souls to mature. They can prepare them for entry into the kingdom of light when the soul discards its earthly body and has to leave everything behind. Then it will have spiritual possessions to take across into eternity. You shall provide and bestow upon others just as I have bestowed upon my disciples the bread of heaven, the water of life. This is the greatest gift of love which you can give to your fellow human beings. It is true neighborly love if you unselfishly carry out the tasks which are necessary to pass on my word, for I myself want to address people through you, since they are unable to hear my voice directly. People are suffering great adversity, for they only use their earthly life to acquire earthly profits and yet shall consider their soul, which ought to mature during their earthly life. Whatever you therefore undertake in order to lead your fellow human beings onto the path of faith, whatever you undertake on my instruction in order to proclaim the gospel to them is selfless neighborly love and blessed by me. You yourselves are not yet aware of the great gift which you receive from me every day. You are as yet unable to estimate its value and its significance. All of you who know about the working of my spirit would eagerly distribute what is sent to you by my love and grace. You don't realize that you are able to scatter seed which can bear glorious fruit. You should not leave the seed unused, and you should always rely on my help, for where you get into difficulties my angels and guardians are ready to help and protect you, so that you can just do your spiritual work in order to bring help to those who won't find the right path without you. For there are still many I want to address through you, and to do so I only require your will to be of diligent service to me. I accept your service, for I am only able to speak through a human mouth, given that people's state is already too unspiritual as to speak to them in any other way, and their freedom of will has to be upheld. Yet you shall derive strength from the fact that I promise you my support as soon as you are just willing to take care of your neighbor's spiritual adversity. There is not much time left, and the words I speak to you will sound increasingly admonishing. However, you only need to entrust your will to me and then you will also conduct yourselves in accordance with my will. And everything will sort itself out if you commend yourselves to me with complete trust and only ever let me reign. Thus, all of you who are of service to me, accept my blessing and work tirelessly in my vineyard, for the day is soon over and the night is approaching, a turning point is coming earthly and spiritually, the time of the harvest is coming, the day of judgment is approaching. But first I still want to win souls over for me, and you shall help me and consider your neighbor with love. You shall work for me and my kingdom, you shall proclaim my name in the world and testify to my working in you, so that people will be able to believe and become blessed. Amen.